Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a calm evening across Israel. In Tel Aviv, the temperatures are comfortable, ideal for an evening stroll. Jerusalem is seeing a clear sky, while Haifa enjoys a mild breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, two Israelis and four Palestinians have died in a gunfight. This was sparked by a settler raid in a Palestinian town, according to the Times of Israel, earlier this hour. Also, the IDF has named the officer killed in the West Bank attack, Maj. Yuval Ezra, aged 27, died near the village of Tel, Ynet reported this morning. Also this hour, the IDF will launch a major operation in Samaria. It follows the deadly attack, with reinforcements and arrests underway, as reported by JNS. Separately, Prime Minister Netanyahu will meet with former President Trump at the White House next Tuesday, according to Walla. And finally, four Palestinians and one Israeli have been killed in a West Bank shooting, I-24 News reported from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Middle East 24 posted just minutes ago about a shocking video from Libya. It shows a woman being publicly flogged by the judicial police, sparking outrage over rights abuses. Aviva Klompas shared that Netanyahu will visit Washington on Monday. He will meet with Trump and attend Senator Lindsey Graham's funeral. Honest Reporting noted earlier today that unprovoked violence by Israeli civilians should be investigated. They highlighted the efforts of Israel's security to combat such incidents, emphasizing ongoing counterterrorism operations. Let's go deeper. Starting with the deadly gunfight reported by the Times of Israel. It began when a Palestinian grabbed a weapon from an Israeli security member, leading to the deaths of both Israelis and four Palestinians. The incident underscores the ongoing tensions in the region, affecting civilians on both sides. Turning to the IDF's response to the attack near the village of Tel, as detailed by Ynet, Maj. Yuval Ezra, a battery commander, was among those killed. This highlights the risks faced by military personnel in volatile areas. Meanwhile, the IDF announced a significant operation in Samaria, reported by JNS. With troop reinforcements and arrests, the military aims to stabilize the area. This move indicates Israel's determination to prevent further violence. In a related development, Prime Minister Netanyahu's upcoming visit to Washington involves high-level meetings and a symbolic attendance at a senator's funeral, as Walla reported. This visit could have implications for Israel-US relations. Finally, the broader impact of the West Bank shooting, reported by I-24 News, remains significant. Such incidents often lead to heightened security measures and diplomatic discussions. On the economic front. First, behind the Bank of Israel's optimism lies caution. Senior officials privately warn of weaker long-term growth. As reported by CTEC, this could affect future economic policies. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights a potential debt trap in the apartment leasing market. While offering a path to home ownership, experts warn of pricing risks. And finally, Monday.com is laying off 620 employees, including 350 in Tel Aviv, as the company adapts to AI, Globes reports. This reflects a broader trend of tech companies restructuring in response to AI advancements. That's your Israel 18 News update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 8 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.